I would like to present visualization results of bibliographic data classified by the most important classification in computer science domain. As we know, computer science domain changes very dynamically because of permanent development of information and communication technologies. Therefore, a reliable analysis of this domain is available by studying scientific literature. On the first slide, I put some common definitions of information visualization. The common abbreviation of this is InfoVis. Information visualization as a young research field having 10 years history has evolved to enable the user to observe, browse, make sense, and understanding the complex information, it is multidimensional information. In scientific literature is also used another term, insight. Three main objectives of InfoVis. There are science domain structure discovering, so-called science mapping, information retrieval aid, and data clusterization or classification. To make my presentation more attractive, I decided to put very practical examples of InfoVis. The first one is the visualization of title words derived from all abstracts of some medical conference. Technique is very simple. It's called words or clouds or tags clouds. Their size of fonts indicate the term frequency in conference proceedings. So their medical problem scale, and we have cancer patients, oncology care. Second example demonstrates a very popular technique, tree maps, based on nested rectangles or another primitive figures. Their area of rectangle is proportional to the, I did not say about data. These data are demographical data of all countries. Their size of rectangle is proportional to the population. So we have China, India in the first places, Europe and USA. I think Holland somewhere is here, because the color represent geographic area line from small countries to big countries. Visualization projects include also web data graphical representation. Here is a visualization of English Wikipedia. Color indicates thematic category of the wiki document. Here are a lot of gray points. It means uncategorized documents. And here is the last of science map, the last one of science map, based on a combination of the bibliographic coupling and keywords from 7 million papers from 5 years. The color relates to each science domain. For example, mathematics, physics, chemistry is here, engineering, brain research beside to close to medical sciences and health professional. I just found one example more. On the cover of our program, we can see visualization is coming to the library. Let's start to talk about my research object. My research object is computing classification system created by Association for Computing Machinery, ACM, the last version published in 1998. But this information on website proves the classification is still valid. Classification tree consists of three coded levels. At the first one, there are 11 main classes signed by letters from A to K. If we want to see the next two levels, we must link with website of classification. And here is very long structure, this CSS scheme. Here are a lot of labels, new and revised. It means classification is still actualized on the fly. The navigation of such tree level tree has linear order. The main rule in visualization, similar object must be located closer one another, distinct far. How to define similarity between classes and subclasses on such linear tree? Let's start another example from ACM Digital Library, some article. What metadata are available? The title, author, publisher, abstract, and general terms and keyword. There are not, but in most articles there are keywords and classifications. Classification trees. It means each article has been classified by primary classification. The class is Digital Libraries H37, and some additional classifications, AM and I24 in this case. We assumed that the similarity between these subclasses is proportional to the number of common documents they include. As closer thematically to subclasses, the more common articles they include, and inversely, topic similarity between classes and similar document does not have common documents. So this is the idea of non-linear similarity matrix. We have chosen the following analysis units: primary classification symbol, additional classification symbol, keywords, subject descriptors, and general terms. As a target information space, we have chosen sphere surface because of advantages of this space, such as continuous, symmetric. Curved surface has more topological possibilities for mapping, and sphere is ergonomic for navigation and retrieval processes. We have collected metadata of documents published in 2007, and the common number was over 37,000. The number of classes in this collection was 353 classes and subclasses. Now we need to count a common articles for each pair of classes and subclasses, and so we have got similarity matrix. This is only a part of similarity matrix because it has dimension 353. The main advantage of this method is unexpensive. It's unexpensive because we don't need to build some vector representation. We have got this similarity matrix by the most natural way, by counting common document between classes and subclasses. To reduce dimension from 353 to 3, we used multidimensional scaling technique. And here is the distribution of square radius of each node. This number is the radius of future sphere, square radius. And we have got such a sphere with color 353 coloring spots. Each of them has at least three attributes. Color indicates main class. Level, this is palette of used colors. Level indicates the level of tree. And a size indicates a population of class. This is just only screenshot. We must remember I have an application, and in this application we can rotate, zoom this sphere and shift. If somebody will interested in this, I can show during coffee break this application made in MATLAB environment. Now about visualization of documents. Documents location we have got from topological rules on the assumption that main and additional classification weight are as 0.6 to 0.4. All visualization steps were repeat for distinct weight, like 0.7 and 0.3 and half to half. And here is visualization sphere of all documents nodes. Each document node inherits a color of main class to which it is ascribed. In order to apply graphic filtering, we made cartographic projection of this visualization sphere surface. Here is final map of documents visualization. We can see a very clear clusters colored by the color of main class. They present only one level of hierarchy because article nodes inherit the color of main classes. So the reduction of levels from 3 to 1 was observed. And the first conclusion: to represent logical arrangement of classification scheme, CCS scheme does not require deep hierarchy. Next, we applied graphic filtering, and we can discover the edge of clusters and places of where thematic categories cover. Within each cluster, we made statistics of the document's keywords within each cluster, and we have got a keywords map. I call it a semantic map of classification universe. For example, orange, Ireland's orange color is class number H. Class H information systems is the closest semantically to information science. The next conclusion is by comparing these two maps, thematic and the next semantic, we can get information about the quality of input classification by finding places where these categories cover. Next, visualization steps were performed for the sequence of 5 publishing years with 10 years period from 1968 to 2007. Professor Garfield called this approach longitudinal mapping. As we see, first two maps from first two decades consist insignificant amount of data and can be omitted in further analysis. The main conclusion of these maps is here. In 18th was observed a systematic of 4 basic categories: software, hardware, computer system organization, and information systems. In 19th come clusterization. Classification evolves toward stronger adaptation CCS scheme in digital library. Here is a summary of our what tasks were made. First, metadata gathering from digital library, ACM digital library, data extraction, data visualization, and data analysis based on cartographic projection and fractal dimension measuring. Implementation are available in keyword mapping, in CCS scheme evaluation, in CCS scheme and computer science domain evolution research. And here is conclusion. I want to speak about innovation of this method. This is the first visualization of classification and classifications universe. This is the first visualization of thematic categories of single domain, computer science. This is the first cross-historical visualization of computer science. I'm interested in this. We used own methods like sphere surface, cartographic projections, graphic filters, fractals, and feedback mapping. I mean here one map was created by such analysis units as classes, co-occurrences, and second one by keywords analysis. Second one verifies the first one. We see potential of this method in using for automatic generation and evaluation of classification schemes, analysis of inter- and multidisciplinarity, forecasting large trends in science, and the last one was born in my mind yesterday. I think about this method can constitute textual mapping and classification tasks. For example, if we have one sphere like as a representation of one classification, UDC, and the second one as representation DDC. Instead of textual mapping, we can use topological transformation. This is just my idea from yesterday. This is just on vision. This is just my vision only. I have more visions. The next one is I see the library hall where we can put instead catalogs such spheres, browser, classification. Thank you for attention. Thank you.